This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9 with Macca, and Mark Tass is having the day off today for his partner's birthday. He's not unwell. Well, he probably will be after dinner.
Tass is a good cook.
Ian is a good cook, but I don't think Ian's cooking tonight. Anyway, we'll get to that later.
Ian, have the night off. Hang up that apron, Ian.
That's right. Our next guest is Alex Greenwich. Alex is independent MP for Sydney and very, very active, of course, in the LGBTQI space, particularly around the laws that function and sometimes don't function in New South Wales. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning, Macca and Mark, and a happy birthday to Taz.
Yes. Yes. So it's fair to, you know, it's fair to say that the New South Wales government, in my opinion, lags behind a little bit in LGBTQI issues. We saw the unedifying display by, I'm reluctant to say his name, Mark Latham, you know, the representative of One Nation. You want a bill to ban gay conversion therapy and reform discrimination laws. Tell us about that and what impact is this going to have on the New South Wales government? Because when's the next election in New South Wales?
The next election is next March, so we're okay. just under a year away from our election.
Right.
And I guess what I would say is New South Wales does have somewhat to do when it comes to LGBTI law reform. I have worked constructively with the government, and we've recently released the state's very first LGBTI health strategy. That's something that Victoria has already done, but now New South Wales has done that. And that has come with a $12 million investment into LGBTI health and $4.2 million in a new ACON health centre. So we are progressing, plus we do have the judicial inquest into historical gay and trans hate crimes happening, and we've got a good cohort of supporters of our community in the Parliament. But that said, there is more work to do. We have really been in a bit of a defensive mode to date. You mentioned Mark Latham. Fortunately, we have been able to defeat both of his bills in the Parliament, so they won't progress. So now we've got the time to move forward, and I have begun consultation on the Equality Bill, which will seek to remove discrimination from the LGBTI community in all New South Wales law and also take it forward. So it will look at a long overdue trans and intersex reform. And indeed, as you mentioned, look to ban gay conversion practices in New South Wales.
And I think it's important, you know, for our listeners to know that Alex really does work incredibly hard at this. The amount of consultation that he does and the support that that's attracted across both houses is very encouraging. So I want to put that on record that, you know, the work that you do, Alex, does impact people's lives and it changes people's lives. And if ever anyone doubted what the value of having an independent focused on our issues in the Parliament, we see that in a lot of cases with Fiona Patten here.
Yeah, exactly.
And what Alex does, you can probably use that as an election statement, Alex, there you go.
Thanks.
What it does. So can I ask, Alex, the recent New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, I've been, to be honest, a little bit surprised how non-confrontational he's been on some of these issues. Is that a reasonable view for me to hold, or am I not seeing the full picture?
No, that is absolutely reasonable. You know, I have a really strong working relationship with the Premier, Dom Perrottet. in his very first question, in his very first question time, I asked him a question about how he is going to approach the LGBTI community and law reform, and he gave a very thorough, respectful, and robust answer where he outlined that, you know, basically he wants everybody, including LGBTI people, to be treated equally and fairly in the state. And I hold him true to his word, whether it has been the way in which we've seen the funding for the LGBTI health strategy, the release of that strategy, the continued support for Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras and World Pride, and also importantly, the judicial inquest into a gay and lesbian hate crime. So, you know, although the Premier and I, you know, do hold differing views on a number of topics, he voted against my bill on voluntary assisted dying, he voted against my legislation to decriminalise abortion, we can still work in a very respectful way, and I have found him to be very open to discuss law reforms, particularly those impacting our community.
Do you think that the World Pride event is putting some level of pressure on the government to be able to stand up and say that they have delivered some reform and some legislative progress, with the world's eyes going to be on Sydney in only a matter of less than a year, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I often say to my colleagues, you know, saying you're a supporter of the LGBTI community means more. You've got to do more than just say you voted yes in the plebiscite and attend drink functions with LGBTI people. We actually need you to vote for us. And all of my colleagues will have that opportunity with the Equality Bill. I'll be working closely with them in a consultative process to get that bill to Parliament and to get that bill through Parliament. And, you know, I've made it very clear that this bill will be ready before the next election for the major parties to be able to have a firm position on how they will approach it.
Can I ask, Alex, you know, to ban gay conversion practices and reform discrimination laws, is one of those going to be a bit harder than the other to achieve?
No, look, what I'm doing is I'm saying to my colleagues, you either support the LGBTI community or you don't. We're not going to do this in a piecemeal way anymore. We're going to fix it once and for all. Yeah. And that means looking thoroughly at our laws and dealing with this early on in the next term.
So if we think back, Alex, to the Brax government, the Same-Sex Relationships Bill, which amended, I think, from memory, 43 acts, is your legislation, you know, does that mirror that? Is there whole
Look,
lots
I think it will be very similar to that or to the Sexual Discrimination Act reforms of the former federal Labor government. Those are sort of be the models where we are looking to really update all of our laws, modernise our laws, and really actually bring New South Wales in line with the other states and territories. So from my standpoint as a legislator, you know, I've got legislation in Victoria, the ACT, Queensland, WA and South Australia and Tasmania to base this on. So I greatly appreciate all the other states doing the work for me, and now I'll package it together and hopefully get it through our parliament.
Any good lawyer would say that's a good set of precedents.
Yeah.
Cut and paste.
So can I ask, Alex, why, you know, what you're doing is fantastic, and I know this has been a focus of yours before you're elected and also when you're elected. Why do you think New South Wales has lagged behind so much? Is there something in the water up there that we don't know about down here?
Yeah, look, I think our parliament is a conservative place. The Labor Party and the Coalition are conservative parties in New South Wales. And history has shown our parliament has needed an independent to progress some of the more contentious reforms. Obviously, my predecessor, Clover Moore, legislated for same-sex adoption successfully, dealt with the medically supervised injecting centre successfully, and obviously I've successfully passed the decriminalisation of abortion and soon to pass voluntary assisted dying. So we just have a history of independence, working with people, good people in both major parties to get things through. Obviously, this would all be made a lot easier if government, either Labor or Coalition, would progress them. But I have decided not to wait for that to occur and just progress myself.
And that's why you've got so many fans. We've got lots of messages
coming in here. People
in love with you.
Listeners from Sydney, hopefully they live in your seat, Alex, and get to vote for you. Just finally, as an independent, you must be encouraged by the huge numbers of independents that are standing, and some of them, you know, in important New South Wales seats. Mm. You'd feel pretty good about that, surely.
Oh, look, I think it is wonderful to see more progressive independents standing up to run for elected office at any level of government, whether it is local, state, or federal level. What I would say is the role of an independent is really to work for their community,
yes,
and to work with their colleagues in Parliament. So, you know, I couldn't have achieved the law reform I've achieved had it not been for working with the Liberal National Coalition or the Labor opposition in New South Wales. So we do need good people across the Parliament, whether they be independent, Liberal, National or Labor, to get law reform through, progressive law reform through. But certainly I'm really heartened by the number of independents running and the strong support that they are getting from the electorate.
Last question, bit of a one from left field. Do you have a gut feel on who may win the federal election? I know it's a, you know, you're a New South Wales state MP, but do you have a...
Just between us.
Between us. No one else is listening.
No one's listening. Okay. Look, I think, you know, the vibe I have got is that people do feel it is now time for a change in the federal government. The coalition has been in power for well over a decade, and the vibe on the street in Sydney, at least in a city, Sydney, is that it is a time for a change. But we're a big country. There's lots of seats at play. There's lots of good candidates running. Whether they be in the Labor Party, the Liberal Party, the National Party, the Greens, or independent. So from my standpoint as an independent, I really look at the whole Parliament and want to see a Parliament full of good people. But in terms of who's going to win, you know, I think we can predict probably a change.
I like it.
There you go. Alex, thank you so much for your work. It does make a difference. The Parliament in New South Wales is better for having you in there and pushing these issues. We really appreciate it. Keep us in the loop how this is going. We're always happy to have you on air. We have a lot of Sydney listeners, so as we can see from the messages. Once again, thanks for your time today, but thanks for your work.
Thanks so much, and thanks for the work you guys do at Joy FM.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.